The experts on behalf of Grand Valley's College of Community and Public Service share their talents with us monthly. Dr. Patty Janes, Associate Professor, Hospitality and Tourism Management, founder of Michigan Cares for Tourism, in the house. Good morning to you, Patty.
Oh, good morning, Shelley. Thank you.
Yes, glad that you are here to talk about what you found. And first of all, let's talk about you. What's been your journey?
Oh, gosh. I've actually been in higher education for 25 years now, but been working in hospitality and tourism management for 30-plus years. I guess that dates me, but great career.
Yeah. Tell me, from where do you hail?
I hail originally from Detroit, Michigan. A Michigander. I have lived around the United States in different spots, but spent a number of years at Central Michigan University as a faculty member, but proudly at Grand Valley now for my fifth year.
I don't think you get a pin until 10.
Oh,
so
darn.
Another five. Patty, Dr. Janes, let's talk about this topic of Michigan Cares for Tourism. What is it?
Michigan Cares for Tourism is a volunteer partnership, really, with Michigan's tourism industry, where we all come together to help restore our historic attractions in the state and raise the money to do that, buy the supplies, the equipment, but most importantly, bring the tourism industry together to volunteer and do that restoration effort.
Don't we have a pretty cool tourism industry here in Michigan?
Oh, I am very proud of that powerful industry. Yes, thank you for saying so.
So your Michigan Cares for Tourism, how does it fit into this CCPS's Engaged College Initiative?
You know, honestly, Shelley, it's one of the reasons I came to Grand Valley as a faculty member, because our college is very supportive of community engagement. Yes. And I had approached Dr. Paul Stansby many years ago and said, I really wanted to do this program, but I didn't want to do it alone, wanted to do it with great people. And he said Grand Valley was in, you know, even before I started working here. And as a result, you know, the college has been not only financially supportive, but more emotionally supportive of our efforts to engage with the industry and make a difference in Michigan in a very unique way.
I wouldn't think every college had their own College of Community and Public Service. Just another testimony to, you know, where we are here in West Michigan, and again, the forward thinking of Grand Valley. Let's talk about the projects that you've actually undertaken.
Well, we have, in our first 3 years, completed four projects, bringing 900 tourism industry professionals together at four different sites around Michigan. We actually go for a day and a half, so these professionals learn about the area, become better tourism ambassadors for the area, better marketers, really. And then we spend a full day cleaning up a site. Our first site was in Mill Lake at a historic camp there. It was the first site for urban children to come to their first outdoor experience. We then moved up the lake shore on Lake Huron side to a lighthouse outside of Harrisville and Alpena, moving all the way to the Upper Peninsula last year, where we did a beautiful location in Fayette at a state park, an old mining community that was abandoned many years ago, just a stunning place in Michigan. And then we actually brought 450 of our volunteers to Detroit's Belle Isle and help restore some of the beautiful sites there. But our next event is already in 2 days.
Wednesday.
It is.
What is it?
Yeah, tomorrow and Wednesday we are going to Saugatuck, to the Felt Estate, a beautiful, stunning location on Lake Michigan. And we are bringing 170 tourism professionals there for 2 days to learn about Saugatuck and the Holland area, but actually help restore many of the areas of the estate.
How does this all work? Don't you have planning teams and more?
Yeah, we do. I mean, absolutely. We have a planning team of 20 tourism professionals from around the state who actually we conference call in weekly or biweekly, depending on the time. And everybody takes a piece of the puzzle, from feeding the volunteers to marketing the volunteers to try and get them to sign up, to registering, et cetera. And several of our Grand Valley staff members are critically involved in that planning process, including not only faculty, but our staff and our students.
So again, just to reiterate, 100% volunteer, 100% give back. This project is underway.
Absolutely is. In fact, we had 77 different organizations donate over $60,000 in cash and in-kind services for this event in the next 2 days. And as a result of that, all of the monies go back to the site so we can buy the paint, buy the fencing, you know, do all of the work that's needed. We're repairing siding. We're getting involved in some cement work. And there'll be a new path that goes between the state park and the estate. As of Wednesday, that will happen because of the quantity of work.
I remember I took the roving microphone to the Felt Estate a couple years ago, and during the holiday time, It was pretty.
Oh.
1925, this was built, boarded up, and dilapidated until 15 years ago when, I wish I remembered the name of the gal that took on the project of its restoration, but...
Oh, I'd love to tell you her name. Her name is Patty Meyer,
yeah.
And she is a dynamo. Really, I mean, literally, she was hiking in the
yes.
woods and up the lake shore and fell upon this just abandoned, stunning estate that when it was originally built by Dorfelt, he actually built it for his wife, took 3 years to build. They moved in June. His wife passed away in August, and he never lived there again. Mm-hmm. Subsequently, the estate became a prison and a seminary, and then literally 25 years ago it was abandoned.
Great. And again, you continue to keep the life alive this week. Where do the students play their role with Michigan Cares for Tourism?
You know, our students have been involved really in all aspects of the planning process, for one. Mm-hmm. We have an event management major, as an example, so students are involved in the event planning process. Plus, our students come and volunteer. So they're working alongside a tourism professional and networking with the professional in a very unique way because they're both working on a similar project. It's easy to network and talk and dialogue. And our students have not only grown in terms of the work they've done, they've grown in terms of who they've met in the industry and their connections to the industry. Some have gotten internships. Some have had job opportunities. It's been really a rewarding connection.
Hmm. So there is a back to structure of the hospitality and tourism management. One can get a 4-year undergraduate degree in this field, yes?
Correct. We have approximately 600 undergraduate majors studying in 5 different emphasis areas in our program. So it's a significant part of certainly our downtown campus community, and we have our I call my learning laboratory across the street on the Blue Bridge with the industry so prevalent in the Grand Rapids area.
Well, Michigan Cares for Tourism, certainly alive and well. Tell me more on, does one need to sign up for work this week?
Well, we're kind of ready to rock and roll here with our event already for this event, but we have another event coming up next May, another one in 2017. So we always love to have our tourism professionals engage with us. We're so thankful to our many sponsors and donors because the only way this program works is if our very generous industry gives. And they do. They give their time, their talents, and their resources to make it happen, and we have the great privilege at Grand Valley of helping coordinate and make that happen for our state.
Well, be careful what you wish for, as you did find Michigan Cares for Tourism, a 100% volunteer give-back partnership between Michigan tourism organizations and your good group. So, Patty, details, how do we find out? Dr. Patty James, Associate Professor of Hospitality and Tourism Management, of all of our conversation.
We, first of all, MichiganCaresForTourism.com is our website. We are on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that fun stuff. But you can always find us at the Hospitality and Tourism Management Department at wonderful Grand Valley State University.
Stay busy this week, as you will. Say hello to the Felt Mansion, and we'll speak again.
Thanks so much.